Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, folks. This is Doug Llewellyn. Nice to have you with us. It's a treat to have you here today. And we are really excited because we have a great guest with us. Kristen Sparks is with us. You may well know her name. She's a best-selling author. She's a highly sought-after keynote speaker, a transformational retreat facilitator. And she's also the founder of an organization that is known as ROAR, that helps individuals let go of their limitations, their doubt, and guilt through what is known as her I Do Me Retreat Series. She, by the way, is trained in the internationally renowned Canfield methodology and is a certified trauma and shame recovery specialist. It's great to have her with us because I think her story can help a lot of people, and it's just great to be able to talk to her. By the way, prior to becoming a transformation guide, Kristen endured her own personal difficulties and setbacks after suffering a devastating fall that ruptured her pelvis. And even though doctors told her she'd probably never walk again, she defied the odds by never giving up. And then she was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. Incredibly, she again beat the odds, and she is now a thriving, proud cancer survivor. Faith, she says, is the testament to her positivity, her resilience, and incredible courage. She serves as a reminder that overcoming anything is really possible, no matter how insurmountable the adversity might seem. And she talks about her coaching. She says it's not about her telling others what to do, but rather encouraging individuals to recognize that all the answers lie within them and that we're all guided by our own intuition. Her coaching works for women, executives. It really covers the gamut of the people she strives to help with her organization, ROAR. Actually, it's spelled RAR. I think that's the way it is, W-R-A-R. And that's her website. It's a great website. If you go there as we move along, you can learn more information and learn how to get in touch with Kristen. The website is WRARInc.com, WRARInc.com. So without further ado, let's bring Kristen on the line with us. She's based in Sarasota, Florida, where it got very chilly this morning, down in the 50s, and that's unusual for Sarasota. Good morning, Kristen. Good afternoon, Kristen. How are you? Nice to have you here.
I'm good. It's good to be here, Doug. Thank you so much for having me. This is a pleasure.
Are you thawing out from the chill overnight?
Yeah, I had to be out this morning at 6 a.m., so it was quite chilly. I had to put a sweatshirt on. That's quite unusual.
I mean, let's tell everybody, what was the temperature this morning in Sarasota?
The temperature this morning in Sarasota was about 48, so it got up to 58, so we're having a little heat wave going on.
Wow.
But yesterday was in the 90s.
You're kidding. Oh, my God.
No. You're right.
That's a dramatic change in temperatures in a matter of 12 hours.
It really
Holy
is.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's a sheer delight to have you with us. I'm so glad you're here. Could you talk a little bit about your story's great, and we'll get into that. But let's talk a little bit about ROAR and what it actually is all about and what you do with ROAR. Tell me about it. How did you
Absolutely.
Come to found that? Okay.
ROAR is all about voices are power, and the power is in the choice that we use our voice for. You have this amazing intuition and every person that you have the ability to utilize, grab a hold of, and know what your next step is going to be. And I try to support that through my wisdom, through my experiences, through my information, and pulling that from you, because really it's all inside, everything you need. I just give you some tools.
So how does it work? Do you do this on a one-on-one basis? Is it done over Zoom? Do people come, you know, meet with you in person?
Yes.
Basically, how does it – it's like a one-on-one coaching almost. Would that be right?
It is. I really prefer group. I prefer having that community together. I prefer having the power of people. And so I will do one-on-one, but I prefer group.
And you do this, obviously during COVID you had to do it, virtually, as they say. Are you still doing it that way, or are you getting back into in-person?
Well, during COVID is when I decided to get cancer. So I took the time off. I took care of that.
Strange way to put it, I must admit. So you took the time off to work on you.
Go ahead. I did.
I said that's it.
I
you took the time off
did.
To work on you. Yeah.
I did.
And you conquered
on you
it.
Is, I amazingly, yeah. I
talk
was a little
about
touch
that.
And go there, but
yeah, no
well,
talk about
you know,
that.
It cancer hit, and it hit hard, and it hit fast. You know, I got diagnosed on the 17th of September, and by the 17th of October, I was on major chemo and radiation, and then I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink. I lost 20 pounds in a matter of days, and then had to go on a feeding tube. But it really was touch and go there for a bit. I got extremely dehydrated. My body was starting to shut down. We got me on a feeding tube. That put me through the holidays. And then in January, I had an absolutely amazing surgeon who developed this robotic surgery to remove the esophageal cancer where it was in the esophagus. Pull your stomach up. So now I say I have my stomach in my throat, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then on top of that, because I'm going to throw this little one in, I had to do it without pain meds. And I had to do it without pain meds because I'm highly allergic to opioids. So I just want your listeners to know it's possible to do anything without pain meds.
That's a remarkable story. By the way, let me ask you, did you have any signs or indication that you were about to come down with this cancer this seriously?
No. I had Barrett's disease, which is, you know, the lining of the esophagus changes from having acid reflux. But I'd had it for almost 15 years with no indication that there was anything wrong. Every scope that they did every 5 years, everything was fine. And we decided to do a new procedure, another absolutely fabulous doctor. Let me tell you, the universe put me in Sarasota for a reason. And we had just moved here in 2018, so they really seriously put me here for a reason. This incredible doctor who developed this radio ablation to go in and remove the Barrett's so that your stem cells could go in and remake your esophagus the way it's supposed to be, which is just remarkable to me. So as he's removing the stems or removing the Barrett's disease, he finds a tumor. And had we not done that, had the hospital not opened for Doug 2 days, that was all they opened for in September when I got in to get this done, and they had to shut down again because of COVID. He went in, found the tumor. Luckily didn't cut it out, because had he cut it out, I would have been dead almost in a couple of weeks because of how aggressive this type of cancer was. So, yeah, there was – but other than that, there was no indication. There was no signs or symptoms or anything like that. So have your upper GIs. Have them. Have them look. If you've got Barrett,
you know,
do what you got to do.
Let me take 1 minute. I tell you, I just lost one of my best friend, a 10-year-old German Shepherd, who I had walked in the morning, been throwing balls for, and I just had an instinct something wasn't right. I don't know what, but I decided to take her out to the vet that morning, and they discovered that I had to go to a doctor's appointment, so I left the dog. They were going to look at her. And I came back 3 hours later, and they told me that she was severely ill. They were about to do surgery. They were going to do a splenectomy, and they opened her up to do that, and they found a tumor was there that had ruptured, and blood was filling her insides. They said she can't survive. She won't make it. They had to put her down. And they told me if I hadn't taken her out there that morning, she would not have made it through the night if she was here at home. And she had no sign whatsoever that anything was wrong. So that's how bad cancer can be. It's terrible. It's
terrible.
And that hurt.
It is a silent killer.
Yeah. Well, let's
really
talk about
is.
What you do and help people. I understand by your website, and it's a great website, you have all kinds of people,
thank
women,
you.
Individuals, entrepreneurs, executives, all kinds of people come to see you. As you say, they come to be seen and heard and transform their lives and lives around them. And you say, let's stand.
Yes.
In voice is our power. Together, you're stronger. Is that right?
Yes, I do. I do, absolutely, because together we are stronger. The more we can partner with each other, the more we can support each other, the more we can collaborate with each other, the better we are. And the kinder we can be to each other, oh, you know, the possibilities are endless, absolutely endless.
So talk about what happens. For people who are interested, listening, you know, they aren't familiar with this at all, but they may be having their own problems. They could be, you know, they could be housewives. They could be business CEOs. But somewhere along the line, they're having their problems. What happens when they come and join your organization or come, you know, for help?
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing that we really like to do is find out where they are right now, because I want to meet you where you are. I don't need to drag you along or make you do something that you're not comfortable with or you're not ready to do. So I want to meet you where you are. And the first thing that we really like to do is get to know you and your values. So we have them do what's called a personal value assessment that is through the Barrett Center. It's an amazing assessment that gives you kind of an overview of where you are in Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and then where you are, because Barrett took it, you know, a few steps further than that to look at the transcendence from those needs through growth. So we look at where you are, and then we help you get to where you want to be by bridging that gap.
That sounds great. That sounds really great. And this goes, how do you do this? Do you get together? We all get together in conferences or, you know, Zoom meetings once a week?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right? For I assume an hour or so?
It depends on the group
like
that you go into. Yeah, because I'm going to spend some time with you first so that we know that we're a good partnership, that we know that our collaboration will work for what it is that you need. And then we decide where you're going to go or what you're going to fit into or what you're comfortable with.
Okay. I think it sounds great. By the way, I looked at your website.
You.
You have
a
big deal coming up in December. Tell me about that.
We do. We have the I Do Me Retreat, which is...
Come back. Jeez. I think we lost her, folks. I think she just dropped off the face of the earth. Let me see. You know, she did. We did lose her. All right, let me call her back. You know, it's a cell phone, and that's the way cell phone technology works these days. Let's see if we can get her back. I think her phone is ringing, and if we're lucky, Kristen is going to say hi. We're back. Okay. Kristen, you back? We lost you there.
I'm back. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you were about to tell us about this big conference that's going to happen in December. Tell me.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Yes, it's the I Do Me Retreat, and it's all about removing the doubt that you have behind who you are. And we are going to work through all of those areas that I just talked about and then go into some transformational exercises, some play, some really living your life and loving who you are and what you do. Marcy Shimoff is going to be joining us as our keynote speaker. We have 9 other guides who are trained to guide you through different areas of your life. We have Jocelyn King, who is this amazing woman who is going to teach you how to break a glass ceiling. And I just, it is an amazing retreat that will be here in Sarasota December 2nd through the 9th at the Ritz-Carlton.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 7 days. That's a long time to do these this kind of thing. So you fill
it
the seven
is,
days with activities? I guess you
oh,
do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We have activities. We have, and then we have time to integrate. So not every day are you going to be talked at. Not every day are you going to be sitting through seminars. Part of that time, you get to integrate. You get to choose activities, maybe kayaking, maybe going shopping and enjoying some of the local flair around here in Sarasota, maybe going to the beach and relaxing, or just sitting in your room, reading a book, journaling. We're going to have mindful meditation and mindful movement to get your body energized for the next step in the transformation process.
I think that sounds really great. By the way, I notice on your website you have a deal. You were going to mention this.
I
it
do.
Says you can bring a friend for free if they sign up before the end of the month. October 31st. Bring a friend to the
yes.
I Do Me experience with shared occupancy for free. I mean, that sounds cool.
Yes.
So,
what a great
anybody
deal!
Anybody interested
right?
in that? Go to your website. WRAR.
Yeah.
By the way, what does that stand for? I know it's pronounced Roar. Roar.
It is pronounced Roar.
Yeah.
Well, it
raw.
Came to me as Women Real and Raw.
Ah.
And that, yeah. And then the acronym came, and it's like, oh, that means so much for the voice to really, how loud is your roar?
Tell me a little bit about the Jack Canfield Success Principles series, because you're trained by those series.
I
and
am.
Him. What's that all about? A lot of people may not understand, how great that is and what it is. Talk about it for a moment.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jack Canfield is an amazing man, a good friend and mentor. He trained me through Train the Trainer, where he really teaches everything that he knows, all of the tricks of the trade, if you want to say. Yeah, and so you go through this process of learning how to take a principle, say 100% responsibility, and not only embody that principle of 100% responsibility for absolutely everything that I do in my life, every choice that I make, every move that I make, I'm responsible, and trains you how to then train someone else to understand that principle, to be able to embody it as well. There's a whole process that you go through where you're learning online. You're learning each and every principle that is in his Success Principles book. There are 67, by the way, and I keep them on my wall because they are important to look at. And one of the most important ones, all of them, is E plus R equals O. And it's so important to me, Doug, that I have it tattooed on my arm.
It's funny. I'm just looking at that tattoo on your arm.
Yeah.
Is that amazing? Tell me about that. Yeah.
Absolutely. This is like the most simple principle, but so mind-blowing. E plus R equals O is outcome is O. If you want an outcome, you want something to happen the way that you want it to happen, you need to make a choice. You can't change any event that happens. You can't change the hurricane that just hit this area. But I can change my response to that hurricane. And by that, I'm using the voice of choice. And I can have the outcome that I want.
So do me
so
a favor.
Tell
me a little
yeah.
bit about some examples of some of the people who've come to your seminars, whether they're, a single-day one or several-day one, or you're coaching, on an hourly basis.
Absolutely.
Some examples of people who've had problems and they found what they were looking for. by coming to you? Give me, talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely.
Success stories. That's what
I
it
have
is
this
we're looking
beautiful
for.
Okay. Young client who really struggles with being able to be comfortable with the fact that she is beautiful on the outside because she felt so unbeautiful on the inside. She felt unseen, unheard. Her whole life had been like this. And by going through this process of understanding her core values, what was driving her to where she was going, and then understanding that really she had the choice to change that thought process, to change that story that she was telling herself, that I'm only good enough for my looks, that nobody ever appreciates my insides. She was able to go on and become this amazing young woman who now has, you know, a degree. She's traveled the world. She's traveled the country. She is a boat captain. And she's now a creative director. Instead of keeping herself down and small, she is now shining bright and tall.
Well, that's a good story. That's a great story. How long did you
Thank
work
you.
With her before, you know, before things really started to clear up, so to speak?
Really, it doesn't take that long. If you're willing to put in the work, I mean, we worked together for probably about 6 months. And then she was able to really get past those old limiting beliefs, those old stories, and choose the story that she wanted for her life.
Wow. How about business executives? You talk about the possibility of helping them. Have you had, you know, company executives, corporate people come to you
for
help?
I have had a couple of company executives that have come to me, worked with me, and done some amazing things. We can take that personal values assessment and go a couple of steps higher where we can actually work with individuals within the company. We can work with the executives within the company, set up different types of trainings for their people as well as for them. And most of the time that is more inside work than it is one-on-one.
Okay. And they all have their own individual you're not teaching them how to become a better corporate executive, I presume. You're teaching them how to get rid of what it is that's holding them back inside, internally.
I am.
Would that be right?
Yeah,
that,
I'm really teaching them how to become a better human.
Yeah. Boy, that sounds so cool. And you do this in many different ways. I know you do podcasts and you write books. Let's talk about the podcasts, and then we'll talk about the books. Where are the podcasts available? How often do you do them?
I do a weekly podcast. It is called Roar with Sparks, How Loud Is Your Roar? And it is anywhere that you get a podcast. It's on Apple. It's on iTunes. It's on, I guess, Apple and iTunes are the same thing.
Okay. Yep.
It's on
yep.
Spotify. Yes.
And what do you talk about on those podcasts?
I usually have interviews. There are once in a while that I will do them on my own, but I usually interview corporate executives, women who are looking to use their voice, women who have a voice and want other women to know that they have the opportunity to have a voice. And I've had quite a few different people from different places, different, you know, levels of their careers, levels of their lives, moms, daughters, friends. It's really quite an interesting podcast. It's the gamut, and it is just a conversation like you and I are having every week.
And when you
it's
talk
like coming
to corporate
home and having
executives,
a cup of tea.
Yeah, what are you looking, what are you trying to learn from corporate executives who come on? What are you asking them?
We talk about really everything that you and I've just talked about. We talk about what their corporate culture is like. We talk about what changes need to be made in the corporate culture. We talk about what's going on in the world and how people are feeling about how, you know, interactions with other people, how they're feeling about community, how they're feeling about what happened with COVID or having to go back to the office, having to suddenly, you know, run a whole team of people when they're spread all over the city or the country or the world. And it's such a different dynamic than it was, you know, 2 years ago.
Well, those are all great subjects, obviously. There's a lot there. That sounds like it's very interesting indeed. And what about the books? Let's talk about the books. You've written and contributed to several. Give us a clue what they are.
I have. I've contributed to a couple of different books. The last one was the book on joy. And that one is one of my absolute favorites with Jan Fraser. She is an amazing woman. And for me, that really started my journey and gave me the exact mission of being able to spread as much joy as I can everywhere that I go.
You know, obviously you know what you're doing and you know it really well. We didn't even talk about that. What did you do before you got early in life, before you got into that? When you got out of school?
Done a lot of different things.
What did you do?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Doug, I really decided that I was going to go through the School of Hard Knocks. I was not going to do it the normal route, and that gave me such a wisdom and understanding of people. I was a mom, and then I wasn't. I was corporate executive, and then I wasn't. I was a boat deliverer, and then I wasn't. So I've done a multitude of different things, but when I fell and ruptured my pelvis 10 years ago, I was managing a title company, and I did a lot of work within the mortgage business, from lending to title insurance. But I was managing a title insurance company and basically running the construction side of that.
Wow, what a diverse background. And
that
fall, that knocked you out for quite a while, didn't it? I mean, it was really tough.
Seven years. Yeah, it was very severe. Yeah. Ruptured my pelvis, separated my SI joint, which holds your hips to your spine. My spine was collapsing. I couldn't keep my hips in place. I had chronic pain. It runs all of your pudendal nerve. I had damage to that. That was torn, and that runs everything that goes on in your pelvis. So I'm now run by electronics. And
I have pins
that keep my hips and my spine and my pelvis all together, which is great. And I went from, you know, being told that I probably would be, you know, in a wheelchair and a scooter on a walker for the rest of my life. And I just really didn't think that that worked for me. So
you overcame it.
I did. I now call myself a pole dancer because I use my safety poles to dance.
Well, listen, you're an amazing individual, and it's an amazing story about Kristen. Kristen Sparks, as I said, folks, she's an author, she does podcasts, and she helps people through her organization, Roar, Inc. That's the website, WRAR Inc. If you go to that website, you'll see how to get in touch with Kristen and what she can do and what, you know, all the various things that she does. And look in there for that I could call it a retreat. It's a gathering that's going to come up in December. Sounds like it's going to be really great. I know you're looking forward to it, aren't you, Kristen?
I am. I'm really excited about it. I just, you know, please join us. We would love that.
That's good. All right, folks, that's our show. Thanks for being with us. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Great job, Kristen. Thank you so much. That was good. Pat yourself on the back for doing such a good job. No kidding. That was wonderful. And I hope it helps, you know. Hope it grabs, you know, draws some people to your website and to you. You're welcome. It was a treat chatting with you. Thank you so much. And put a sweater on today if you go out, okay? Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.